want to encourage as much meetings that can be held in Southeast to be held in the region, especially in District 5, which seems to be disappearing from Southeast.
U.S. Census numbers released Wednesday point at major population loss in one of the Northern Panhandle's communities. And Glacier Bears bring home another state title. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Not all Northern Panhandle communities grew over the last 10 years. That's according to 2010 census data released Wednesday by the United States Census Bureau. Although Skagway and Haines showed slight increases in population since the last census at the turn of the century, Kluckwan's population shows a drop by more than 30%. 10 years ago, the village recorded 139 residents. Latest statistics say census workers counted 95 people last year. That's a 31.7% decrease over the last decade. The village, located on the banks of the Chilkat River, 22 miles north of Haines, according to 2010 census data, is 80% Alaska Native, 8% white, and 1% Asian. 11% of the population claim two or more races, and 2% are Hispanic. A surprisingly low 14 kids under 18 years of age were counted in the census. Haines' newest census data shows a nearly 5% increase over the past decade. The new number, to cite to family, friends, and strangers who always seem to want to know, is 2,508. Of the just over 2,500 people counted in Haines last year, 83% were white and 9% Alaska Native. Black, Asian, and other races combined counted for almost 2% of the population. 6% claim two or more races, and 2% of the population is Hispanic. The population number for Haines 10 years ago was 2,392. The amount of people counted under the age of 18 last year was 499. In Skagway, the population number is a hard one to put a finger on, since the amount of people in town shifts dramatically depending on the month or even day of the week. But officially, the population grew by 12% over the last 10 years to 968 people. The number of registered voters is 13 people higher than that, by the way. The 2010 census numbers say that 91% of Skagway is white, 3.5% Alaska Native, and 1% combined Asian, Pacific Islander, and other races. 4% claim two or more races, and 2% of the population is Hispanic. 152 people under 18 were counted in last year's census. The census also counted housing units in their 2010 tally, as most remember paper questionnaires and door-to-door workers asking that very question. Skagway counted 636 housing units, with 32% of them vacant. Kluckwan showed only 70 housing units with 41% vacancy, and Haines registered 1,631 housing units with 30% vacancy. Census Bureau managers admitted last year that one of the most challenging places to count housing units in the country is Alaska, which may explain perceived inconsistencies. Late last year, the State Department of Labor's Alaska Economic Trends magazine predicted that Haines could lose up to 37.8% of its population over the next 25 years, the biggest loss predicted in all of Alaska. In Skagway's census area, the projection was almost as impacting, with a prediction of 27.8% population loss over the next quarter century. But if the Department of Labor is correct, the downward spiral hasn't started yet. The recently released population numbers for Haines, at least, are higher than the Department of Labor's latest projection by more than 200 people. Juneau, Sitka, and Wrangell grew in population during the past 10 years, while Ketchikan and Petersburg shrunk, but Southeast's overall population dropped. The data showed Southeast at under 72,000 residents. That's a drop of just under 2%. The change took place as the entire state grew about 13% to more than 710,000 residents. That makes it likely Southeast will lose one or two of its 8 legislative districts. A report from the state's reapportionment board recommending new boundaries is due out in about a month. The Alaska Redistricting Board met Wednesday to look at 2010 census numbers released that morning. The board examined not only the general population decline in rural areas, but the increase in urban areas, the other factor that will alter the map. At the teleconference, which experienced its share of technical difficulties, the board heard appeals from rural areas. First to speak was Haines Robert Venables, representing Southeast Conference. He asked members to seek as much input as possible.
You just want to encourage as much meetings that can be held in Southeast to be held in the region, especially in District 5, which seems to be disappearing from Southeast, and offer the facilitation efforts of Southeast Conference to help you in that public process if that's appropriate and needed.
The expected loss of legislative clout has been no secret. The question is how boundaries will shift. Haines Representative Bill Thomas says a number of plans have been suggested. He spoke at a recent Southeast Conference legislative panel, including Juneau's Beth Gertula and Kathy Munoz, Ketchikan's Kyle Johansson, and Wrangell's Peggy Wilson.
They got a plan with Beth and I running against each other, Kyle and Peggy, and then throwing me into me losing Cordova, and then throwing me in with Sitka. And I think Kathy's the only one that's going to be stable.
Census numbers show Juneau gaining about 550 residents, Wrangell adding about 60 people, and Sitka picking up about 50. Ketchikan lost about 600, and Petersburg was down almost 300. Haines and Skagway boroughs have agreed to join forces to examine options for retaining representation in state government. The group responsible for redrawing the map must have a preliminary plan by April and a final plan by June of this year. More on how Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan will fare in the state's redistricting in future newscasts. The Glacier Bears have taken a state title. The Haines Cheer, Stunt, and Dance team won the state competition in their category this week in Anchorage, competing against some of the state's biggest schools.
You know, the announcer, he said, and, you know, state champions this year for the small building division from Southeast Alaska, Haines High School, and I was screaming, and people were looking back at me in the stands, and the girls were just so excited, and It was an awesome moment.
Terry Podziki has coached cheerleaders in Haines for 13 years and began the dance program 6 years ago.
Motion technique is exactly perfect. Their rhythm is perfect. Their timing, everything, all their jumps are executed together, and their forms of their jumps are where they need to be. The stunts come off without any bobbles or falls or... It just clicked for these girls, and I'm just so proud of them. I just watching them yesterday, it was very overwhelming.
The team drove to Anchorage for the season capping competition, the third such drive in one season. They were up against schools that were all bigger than Haines, like West, with almost 2,000 kids.
But every year I pick a piece of music that I really would like to do, and I try to do one piece that the older crowd can really kind of walk down memory lane. And so this year our light show was to Donna Summer's Last Dance and Back in the Disco Days. And then I did Lady Gaga, which is, you know, very current. And a lot of people had no idea who Lady Gaga was. But we did a dance to a Lady Gaga medley of many of her songs. And we did almost every costume was a true Lady Gaga costume, complete with wigs. And it was just extremely entertaining, and we just loved performing it.
Cheer, Stunt, and Dance opened their season at Top of the World competition in January. The dance team and cheer team both took first place, and four individuals placed in the top three in separate competitions. A region-wide competition last week put the cheer team as runners-up as they looked ahead at state. The Haines team is well-supported in their hometown and has an impressive record, too. They are known statewide for their clean routines, which led them to a three-year winning streak at state. The streak was broken last year, only to be picked up again this year, thanks to judges like this one.
She said he slammed his pen down on the table and said, "They are good." And you don't hear things like that very often. Judges don't necessarily come up to you afterwards. But for that technical judge to come up and share that with me, that was just awesome.
And Haines is the only team in the state that doubles up by competing in dance and cheer. All other teams are exclusively one or the other.
I think dance is just, you know, another way to express yourself. And, you know, I think the more activities available to students, the better. And it was back in 2005 that I had a lot of girls asking me about dance. And so we started it, and consequently it was the same girls who were interested in cheer. And so, the only way to really do that, to support both programs, is to work twice as hard. and allow them to be in both activities. And since I'm the same coach, it works out.
Last year, the team won the mascot competition at state and had the cheer experience of a lifetime, rooting on the Haynes boys basketball team as they toppled Nome for the 3A state championship. Podziki, with a long coaching career, has coached dozens of Haynes alumni, including four of her own children. Her youngest is graduating this year, but she says she's planning on continuing as coach.
A bittersweet victory here, knowing that I won't have that opportunity to coach any more of my children, but I care about the rest of the team just as much, and they are just such a pleasure to coach, all of them, that I'm sure they'll help fill the void.
The team includes Glacier Bears Teslin Podziki and Amanda Smalley as captains, Maggie Daly, Cassie Galasso, Margaret Jones, and Serena Badgley, with choreographer Leon Reynolds from Wasilla and coach Terry Podziki.
I've been so thrilled to hear all the well wishes prior to the competition and all the congratulations afterwards and phone calls, and it warms our hearts to know that folks are cheering for us back home.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS. If you have an idea for a news story, call KHNS or simply send an email to news@khns.org.